Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, very clear.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm honored to be invited here today. If you put the next slide on, please. Positive City Exchange is a 20 million euro project funded from the European Union's Horizon 2020 Research and Innovation Programme. The project is a city-led collaboration between seven European cities. We are developing feasible solutions and realistic projects that demonstrates how climate and energy transition can be achieved. Norwegian University of Science and Technology is the host and leads the consortium together with the lighthouse cities Trondheim and Limerick. Next slide. The main objective for Positive City Exchange is to test and implement energy positive districts. An energy positive district is seen as a district with annual net zero energy import and net zero CO2 emission, working towards an annual local surplus production of renewable energy. Positive City Exchange is a stepping stone for reaching wide deployment of energy positive districts in Europe by 2050. The solutions tested in the project are hugely innovative, giving the possibility for application and scaling. The purpose is also to help the business community to transit into green and sustainable business models. Next slide, please. In this map, you can see our seven cities who are participants in the project. Every picture is one of the cities, and the blue fields represent the area where the demonstrations are implemented. And if you can see the pink dots, they are the building connected to the demonstration area. These seven areas are our energy positive districts in making in Europe. Next slide. Here I present two of our 32 partners from the business community. Volume ABB is two of our 32 partners in Positive City Exchange, and already they have made further business from the solution developing the project. And Volio has also been named key innovator by the European Commission. We are also working simultaneously to remove bottlenecks to scaling up energy positive districts. Legislations and regulation can prevent and delay the potential in the energy sector moving forward. We are therefore working on local, regional, national, and EU level to encourage change relevant regulation and frameworks, as you can see examples on these slides. With the 2030 targets approaching fast, the time for demonstrative alone is past. It is time for a regulatory regime that allows commercially viable and effective technology. Next slide, please. One of the huge advantages of our Positive City Exchange project is that it is built on transparency and openness. 86% of all our deliverables are open and accessible for others to learn and develop further. We do not develop a ride for the European Commission, but for the cities, with the 2030 targets in mind. We already know through experience that our solution has great potential for both outreach and replication other places than in Norway and in the seven cities. Next slide, please. So I just wanted to know if you're interested and want to know more about our City Exchange project or the work we do in the Center for Sustainable Development in Trondheim City, you can contact and get further information through this address. Thank you so much for